That's a difficult time, to say the least. And it's not just for the business owners, it's for all of us, right? I mean, you look at what's happening right now. You look at what's happening. And you see, you know, you've got these culture wars coming from the left when there are so many bigger things to be concerned about. Baby formula. If you've got an infant right now and you can't find formula, if you've got an infant that has allergies or some special nutritional needs, well, then that's going to really create problems. So baby formula is short. Gas prices, all-time record highs again today. I mean, it's ghastly. It's horrid. I mean, it really is. In Michigan, the average for a gallon of gas is $4.57. It was $2.25. It was $2.25. That's $2.32 a gallon more than it was when Joe Biden took office 16 months ago. $2.32 a gallon more than it was 16 months ago. So you've got that. You've got your Ministry of Truth trying to cut the tongues out of anybody they don't agree with. Try to silence people, to censor people, to shut people down. Human trafficking, while all this is going on, is rising. Why? Because we have no border control. The border is wide open, which results in human trafficking going out of control. It also relates to drug overdoses and deaths. 107,000 corpses in America last year attributed to illegal drugs and overdoses in America. 107,000. Which, by the way, is the leading driver behind a decrease in longevity. From the time I was born, and 50 years later, until just recently, over that lifespan in America had gone up 19%. And so for the first time in my lifetime over the last couple of years, life expectancy in America is decreasing. The reason being is that many of those people that die of overdoses are young people in their teens and 20s. The risk takers are dying from fentanyl overdoses because the southern border is not properly protected, because China is giving the base ingredients of fentanyl to people, the cartels in Mexico, who then mix it together and ship it off to the people here who overdose and die because their heart stops working. The lockdowns for 2 years created a mental health crisis unprecedented, not just in America, but around the world. But we have mental health crises exploding here, much of which has to do with the lockdowns and the quarantines and everything else. Going hand in hand with that is a violent crime explosion. Violent crime in the 18 biggest cities in America, out of control. Violent crime in the 18 biggest cities, and that's, I mean, how much farther do I have to go, right? How much farther do I have to go? HeyJackass.com is just a place that you check in from time to time to see how things are going in Chicago. So far in May, 33 people have been, we're halfway through the month. 33 people have been shot and killed in Chicago. 164 shot and wounded, 197 shot total. And by the way, all of those 33 dead are all homicides. Year to date in Chicago, 1,075 shot, 224 killed. Total homicides, 224 in Chicago. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that that's where we are? And that's just one example. The Russians losing in Ukraine, talking nuclear war, and with Finland and Sweden openly trying to join NATO. Well, that's creating more tension, more provocation to the Russians. Would they use nuclear weapons? I don't know. I guess I would only hope that their nuclear weapons are just as poor as their conventional weapons of proven to be. Because their conventional weapons have proven to be basically useless. They've lost a third of their army, apparently, in Ukraine. They've lost pretty much all of their guided missiles. Meanwhile, Iran, we're told, is just days or weeks away from having fissile material to have nuclear weapons. Israel will not let that stand. I'm going to tell you right now, if Israel gets any inkling that Iran has functional nuclear weapons that they can load on a missile, Israel's going to unload on the mullahs of Iran. North Korea, also apparently nuclear armed. And I will tell you quite clearly that if North Korea unloads a missile on anyone, one of the Ohio-class nuclear submarines will unload on North Korea. We took all nukes out of South Korea, of course, but you have 14 Ohio-class nuclear submarines still cruising around. Strangely enough, one of them is not the USS Ohio. It is a Ohio-class non-nuclear submarine, like the Michigan, the Georgia, and the Florida. They carry something like 180 conventional missiles, which would also fly like darts at North Korea. We've got schools teaching kids to hate each other, fertilizer shortages, suicides skyrocketing, the Taliban's back in Afghanistan. It's just been a glorious ride with Joe Biden, hasn't it? Which might explain why Joe Biden couldn't get elected to be dog catcher today if he was on the ballot. The biggest failure I have ever seen as a president, by far. The biggest, maybe the biggest failure as a president in American history. And that's saying a hell of a lot. Final thoughts after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.